If someone gave you a pop quiz on marijuana laws and regulations in your area, would you pass? There is the big difference between the states. Both have medical marijuana, but Oregon has legal recreational pot now as well. And then within each state are differences from place to place. One of the Jackson County commissioners will hold a town hall meeting on Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Medford Library to talk about the current state of affairs in the county and to hear concerns back from the audience. This gives us a chance to examine the state of marijuana from several angles. Doug Breidenthal is that Jackson County commissioner, the chair of the Board of Commissioners, and also the member of an OLCC, Oregon Liquor Control Commission, task force to help set up rules for the state. Doug Breidenthal's in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we also have with us the county, well, we used to call the planning director. She's now the development services director. Kelly Madding is on the line. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you. So, Doug, let's start with you about just the general why for setting up the town hall meeting.
Well, frankly, there's so many different questions that people have right now for what's going to be happening in marijuana. I see grows going up. I see people setting things up. And really, there's no rules or regulations in place. So this is a good opportunity to be able to find out, before we write our local ordinances here in Jackson County, to be able to find out what people really want, what they want to see out of this, and sort of get, it's a good information gathering piece more than anything. And it gives us a little bit of a moment to be able to say, here's what the state laws are, and here's what the OLCC is considering right now for the administrative law to be able to govern this, and this is the parameters that we have to work in. So with this little box, how are we going to set up rules that we're going to live under?
In terms of setting up rules and regulations, you didn't have a great deal of time with the passage of the ballot measure that legalized marijuana for recreational use November of last year. It went legal July 1st of this year. Is that lightning fast in terms of trying to set up regulations at the county level?
This is moving at such a speed that setting up regulation at the county level can't even happen until we know what the state laws are going to be. And frankly, the state laws aren't in place yet. So setting something up locally is impossible at this point in time, and lightning speed is an understatement, not as pertaining to making law within a state on a particular regulatory process.
In fact, as far as retail sales go, the understanding was that it wouldn't happen until probably sometime in 2016, originally through the OLCC process, of which you are an advisor, but then they decided to go ahead and make recreational pot available through dispensaries.
The governor made that decision for October 1st, and frankly, her thought process was to be able to say, okay, what are we going to do with this year's inventory? There is a whole mess of marijuana being grown over near the medical side. It's recognized that 50 to 80% somewhere in there of that medical marijuana is actually going into the illegal market. So it's an attempt to be able to capture that illegal market marijuana and move it back into a sale so it doesn't hit that illegal market and head off to different states that don't allow it.
Who is measuring that the 50 to 80% is going off to?
That's an estimate that we're hearing from industry.
Mm-hmm. All right. So would you say you're the county commissioner most opposed to expanding the use of marijuana, or are you sort of in the middle of the three of you?
You know, when I first started, I wasn't really into the thought process. But as the more and more I understand the reality of what's happening and how this industry has grown and is affecting us in that illegal market, we don't understand it. I'm not opposed to being able to put something in place, putting the regulatory process in place, and allowing it to pay for itself through taxation.
All right. So you want to make sure that there's a regulatory framework set up and then be able to get some income off of it as well.
A good, clean framework that sort of gets it out of those illegal places and so that those people that really do need those safety nets, or we can take care of them.
You know, I notice when the discussions of regulation go on, and I'm kind of mixing in my own mind stuff we'll talk about later in the hour from California, plus what's going on in Oregon, but is the desire to bring in some actual revenue from this or just to cover the costs of regulation?
I think from my point of view, it's to cover the costs because, frankly, if we don't cover the costs, then we're actually going to have costs, and those costs are going to be coming out of your property taxes. Basically, the property taxes would subsidize the legalization. So if we can find ways for this to cover those costs, that's the important part.
Kelly Madding, I want to bring you in here as the Development Services Director for Jackson County, which again was once called the Planning Department. How much has discussion of marijuana and marijuana regulations affected your department thus far?
You know, over the last year, it has affected us in a great deal. We have, I think, seen lots and lots of people amping up their growing over this past year in particular. And that has caused a lot of concern by some citizens. So we're hearing both from citizens who are upset and angry and confused about the amount of marijuana that's being grown around them now, and then we're hearing from people who are, you know, want to get into the industry. So they're calling us asking about our regulations, both from the medical side and now with recreational marijuana being legal or becoming being legal in terms of that permitting for growing, processing, wholesaling, and retailing. We are getting calls every day. So it is taking up a lot of our time, but it's all in the interest of getting information and being able to provide information to our citizens.
So a mixture of complaints from people who are concerned about what's going on around them and people who want to be able to take part.
Yes.
All right. Would you say the complaints are outnumbering the requests for information for what I am able to do?
I think there was a period of time when that was the case, and I would say that was about 4 months ago. And interestingly enough, the complaints have kind of tapered off, and I think what we're seeing more now is people interested in being part of the industry.
Okay, so more people want to get involved in the process. We're talking about marijuana in the state of Oregon at the moment, and we'll talk about California as we go through the hour as well. Kelly Matting, you just heard, is the Jackson County Development Services Director. Jackson County Commissioner Doug Breidenthal is here as well. They'll be hosting a town hall meeting Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the library in Medford to talk about where things stand and take some input from the public as well. You can join this conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And we have another guest to bring into the mix from the business side of things. Eli Bilton is the CEO of Addis Trading Company, doing business in medical marijuana, based in the Portland area. Welcome, Eli.
Good morning.
Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of your operation, how long you've been in business and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've been in business since last year. Addis Trading Company has 3 dispensary locations in Portland, Oregon, and we have just started our extraction company, and we're also planning for our grows here as the regulations come out.
I'm noticing the more we talk about marijuana as a business, that the more we get into jargony terms that don't necessarily make sense. When you talk about extraction, for example, what does that mean?
Extraction of the cannabis material, you're creating an oil out of the material, which concentrates it up, making it more medicinal.
All right. So are you all medicinal? Are you some recreational? Is there a mixture of what you're doing at Addis Trading Company?
Yes, our stores also sell recreational.
And how has that that launch gone as of October 1st?
Really well. It's been very exciting. We're up anywhere from 700 to 1,000% in sales, and everything's going great. We're very excited to be part of it.
All right, so it was a good boost for you folks. Have you had to bring in extra help or anything to be able to handle a load of customers?
Yes, we have around 22 employees now. We've had to bring on a couple extra, and it's definitely been busy. We're excited.
All right, Doug Breidenthal, give us the perspective among you and the other 2 county commissioners in Jackson County, how much you've had to struggle so far just to come up with rules and guidelines that will work just for Jackson County.
Well, this actually started prior to the current seated board. The process actually started with the previous commissioners before the last election. Looking at Measure 91, we tried to get ahead of things. We put some things on the ballot. And the voters passed it overwhelmingly here in Jackson County.
That's right. I forgot to think about the fact that you had 2 new commissioners elected along with recreational pot in Oregon.
Yeah, so it's kind of put a little extra spin on this whole thing. But at the same time, with the seated board, the previous board, we basically said, let's put this in front of the voters. What do they want to see? And we put a sliding scale taxation on medical and recreational and excise wholesale tax on the grow side. Passed overwhelmingly. With that being said, House Bill 3400 came out of the state, and the legislature basically said, we are going to preempt anything that was ever done at the local level, and we're going to stop that. And we're going to, because Jackson County did this work, we're going to go ahead and give local jurisdictions a 3% sales tax option. But at the same time, you have to opt into all 5 legs of the stool. And as the grower, the industry was just sort of talking about, Eli, Eli mm-hmm. was just sort of talking about. You have wholesale grow, you have distribution, you have the extraction pieces or the enhancement of the product. And it's not just for medical side. We're really moving into a recreational piece. A lot of people are talking the medical side, and that's a portion of it. But at some point in time, there has to be a merger or a blending of the two industries to be able to make this work correctly. Otherwise, we're still going to have some holes. But as pertains to the other two commissioners, right now, I can't say that I have 100% support from the board that this is where we're going to go, because we haven't voted on it. So we've had a very minimal discussion where these discussions are going to happen, but a lot of the information being gathered will be here at the town hall on Wednesday night so that we can bring that information with Kelly. She'll be there also, and bring it back to the board and say, hey, this is where we're at, and this is where those communities at, and this is what we'd like to make for regulation.
Kelly Matting, I'm going to guess that you talk to other planning and development directors around the state of Oregon, so I'm curious to know what kind of note comparison you've had on how smooth or bumpy the process has been to try to implement regulations at the county level elsewhere in the state of Oregon.
You know, we compare notes almost every day, it feels like. Right now, marijuana is on the top of the list, I think, for most counties and many cities. In dealing with the new regulations that will be coming out from the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. But like Commissioner Breidenthal said, even though this is happening at light speed, the deadlines are, the reason it's happening at light speed is because there are these very short timelines by which these rules need to be created. And the draft rules have been sent out from the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, and we have some idea of some of those, what those draft rules look like. So I think many of us are going to start looking at crafting some ordinances to regulate recreational and medical marijuana past just the medical marijuana dispensaries, which we already have regulations for. And we'll start that process really soon. And so not only will there be chances for people to come speak at the town at the listening session on Wednesday, but there'll actually be a formal process, a formal land use process that'll go through the Jackson County Planning Commission and then go to the Jackson County Board of Commissioners.
Eli Bilton, it was me who used the term lightning speed before you got onto the conversation. I'm just curious to know from the perspective of somebody in the industry if things are moving as fast as it feels like from the government end, or if it's not moving fast enough.
Yeah, we're seeing, we feel that it's moving very fast. We're worried about, not everything being regulated at the same time, like just flower sales. It's hard for our investors to invest when we can only, depend on flower sales. But we really think the policymakers and the regulators are doing a great job in Oregon. We feel they're doing the best of any state so far. So,
all right, we have a call on the line. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking marijuana with Doug Breidenthal, Kelly Matting, and Eli Bilton.
Hi. I want to point out something that I don't think maybe some of your guests there know, but they don't sound like they do. Marijuana is made up of two things, THC and CBD, basically. And CBD, which has all the health benefits and medical benefits that you can derive from using marijuana, is already legal in all 50 states in the union in any form that you want to use it. You can buy it online, and I don't know why our people that are in charge don't know that. They should know it. They're actually making problems for themselves. Our United States government has legalized CBD with a percentage of less than 0.3%. THC is legal in every state in the union, and you can buy it in a grocery store. And so I think that our leaders need to get up to speed on what the law really is, and quit playing all these games and pretending that they're going to protect everybody from some crazy reefer madness.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts there, Dennis. Appreciate that. Doug Breidenthal, you were making motions like you've heard a lot about CBD.
Actually,
there's
about 309 different chemical compounds contained in the marijuana plant as we know it today. The CBD or the cannabinoid, it does have the medical side, but it's delta-9 THC that has the psychotropic effects. And it's that delta-9 THC with the psychotropic effects that have some concern, because the plants that we have today far exceed the numbers in which the gentleman just spoke of. So that is the piece of it that has a lot of concern. And if you really look at the psychotropic side of it, and when you compound that with the depressive side of an alcohol, which a lot of times when the recreational piece of marijuana is used, it's in conjunction with another substance of alcohol or something else. So you have a system depressant with a psychotropic piece. So it that has some concerns that way on the medical community. And then the other portion of this that a lot of people don't really think about is there's two portions to the use of a recreational marijuana. One of them is under smoking, and you have an instant effect. You feel it immediately, so you know when you've had enough. Your body has that natural regulatory process. The other half of this is the edibles or consumables, and that's what Eli was talking about, where you start doing extractions and you bring it back. It's not just the medical side, as he referred to. Those oils and those concentrates are used for the edibles, and that's where they make the gummy bears, the soda pops, the brownies. I mean, I can go on and on and on with what – it's unlimited, everything from ice cream to candy bars. With that being said, the regulatory process of how much – of that delta-9 THC can go into a single dose has to be identified, and that's done with the Oregon Health Authority. And then what that packaging is going to look like, just like what we do with all of our other FDA stuff, comes out of the OLCC. Now also, how many doses per package is going to come out of the Oregon Health Authority? Because the problem is on the edibles is that you really don't know you've had enough until you've had way too much, because it's a 30 to 45 minute onset from when you consume it to when you have a feeling. So then you think, oh, it's not kicking in, so you have a second dose. And then maybe something else happens, and a lot of times what we're hearing is because it's a new process, people are having that third dose sometimes. So it's kind of that's where we're having our issues, just a little bit of excessive use. And while nobody's died directly from the use of marijuana, it's the secondaries where they do things. I'm not getting high. It's been 30 minutes. They go out and do something, and then that secondary effect, because they've had two or three, and then bang, it's over. It's really too much to be able to handle out in the community.
Eli Bilton, this is your business at Addis Trading Company, having marijuana dispensaries. Let's talk about your version of CBD and Delta-9T.
Well, all of the chemicals in cannabis are medicinal. Tetrahydrocannabinoid, THC, mm-hmm. cannabinoid, and it also has been known to cure cancer. They've been researching cancer for over a decade in Madrid, Spain, and they've successfully killed brain cancer and breast cancer with the right dosages of THC and cannabinoids combined together. We all know that cannabis, or at least I know cannabis, is a super drug and has many medicinal uses. And that it has not been researched enough yet to know what those medicinal uses are. The delivery systems, as far as delivery systems go, smoking is correct. You know, within 20 minutes, if how high you are, so it's easier to dose. We have other delivery systems that are coming to the market, like cannabis inhalers that are instant, exact dosages. The edibles do seem to be a problem, but I think that's easily remedied by exact dosaging and how much the consumer can buy. The reason why is because the liver takes a lot longer to process the actual product. That your liver has to chew it up, so it takes around an hour for your body to realize the effects.
Are we heading to a point, I wonder, where we will have medical marijuana set up like the rest of medicine, where you take a pill or a capsule or some sort of little vial of something versus the recreational stuff? Because the fact is we have recreational alcohol, but there's no medicinal alcohol that I'm aware of. I never hear of a doctor prescribing anything like that. And I wonder if we're heading to that kind of a division, Eli, or if you think we're going to have this sort of merging of things where we got the edibles and the smokables and the extracts and all that stuff together.
Yes, with regulations, we're going to see a lot more development. We're going to see, you know, research laboratories and a lot more R&D done. And, yes, I believe we're going to see exact dosages in a more regulatory environment, you know, that will be good for everyone.
So through your work with this advisory committee to the OLCC, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Doug Bridenthal, I mean, is there discussion of that end of things, or is it just about dealing with the near future and making sure you can get retail sales set up in ways that, that please everybody?
Well, the very first meeting we sat down, we looked at the big picture, and we said, okay, what do we have here? We have a medical market. We have a new emerging recreational market. And let's be frank with everybody. The conversation said this is a federal Class 1 drug that's illegal.
So Schedule 1 narcotic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the fact that the state is actually doing this, they're exercising some state sovereignty here, and we're moving down a path, and it's really cutting edge in some ways, but we're defying the federal government in the process. So we're it's a fine line being able to produce too much and too little. You want to meet the supply and demand curve very exact, because if it starts crossing state lines, then the federal government can come in and start stepping in and say, enough's enough, you're affecting other states. So with that being said, you got to create this market very carefully. You have to find ways to put enough money into research that'll substantiate everything that Eli was just talking about. You need that medical research. A lot of the doctors have basically told me, said, Doug, all of the medicinal properties of marijuana are already contained in different drugs available through your pharmacy. And when I hear those comments from licensed medical practitioners, the majority of them, it makes me sit there and go, what are we trying to do here? So there is some need for it, yes. Are we looking at that? Dr. Inaba with the Addictions Recovery Center said, yes, there is some definite medical side that we need to be looking at. Let's move down that road.
All right, we have much more to talk about recreational and medical marijuana, and we'll bring in the other side of the state line in just a moment. Kelly Matting, the Jackson County Development Services Director, had to leave us. We'll come back and talk with Estelle Fennell, who's a Humboldt County Commissioner, about efforts on the North Coast.